27% of Americans experience some disability. 100% are a part of our community. Each has a story. Valley Life for All is building inclusive communities where people of all abilities belong and contribute.
My name is David Moya. I'm a C6, C7 quad. Been in my chair for 13 years. I was on Cottonwood Pass, and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I would have walked away if I would have been wearing it. I was 24, and right afterwards, I was ended up in a nursing home and unfortunately was there for around 4 years. That was a hard moment. And then after a while, I was able to volunteer at Habitat for about a year, and you know, I was able to get out of the nursing home and out onto my own, and Habitat and Valley Life for All were able to help me out with employment through them. And it was a great experience. And I mean, they offer amazing opportunities for people with all kinds of disabilities. I've been blessed so far with the options that I've come across, but it's been a hard road. It's been a long road. It's been a struggle, but I have found so many opportunities and so many options with Valley Life for All. They've taken me into that leadership program, and you know, I've been to the state capitol. I've learned how the legislation goes. I've learned how bills are passed and how your involvement does affect your way of life and the way of others coming in to this new life. Being able to have this knowledge and meet people fresh into their accident, it's awesome being able to give them the information that they need that when I started out, I didn't have. You can't focus on the negative stuff all the time. All it does is bring you down. And not only does it bring you down, it brings everybody else down that's around you. You got to appreciate the small things or you're going to miss the great. I love to help people. It makes me feel great to know that they're not going to have to go down the same path. I grew up in Gypsum. I've been in Glenwood Springs probably about 9 years. Love the valley, love the people. There's so many people willing to give and help out. So many great things in this valley with Amanda Boxtel's Bridging Bionics and Tim Burr's Return to Dirt. I was 24, and for me, it was more of a second chance. You know, it was a chance to right the wrongs and start fresh. You know, even though you're not able to do what you were once used to, it's a chance to explore new options. You know, it's not the end of stuff, it's the beginning. I've jumped out of airplanes. I've been hot air ballooning, whitewater rafting. I mean, there's just so many things that you can still do if you want to. You know, and it's just proof that, you know, you may not feel like you can do much, but if you get out there and at least try, you can find what you're good at. You know, you can find something that you can still do. There are a lot of families in this valley that are limited because of the accessibility. If it's not around, then you have to go somewhere else. You know, you have to leave the place you love because the options aren't out there. And you have to go to places that are aware and do have those options, but it's usually big cities, places by the hospitals, you know, places that do understand. If you're fresh into an accident and your house isn't accessible, you end up having to look for housing that is accessible, and you have to leave everything and try and find these places when this valley doesn't offer much at all. You're lucky if you can find a rental that is single level with doorways wide enough and the hallways wide enough and the bathroom wide enough. I have met some of the most amazing people since I've been in this chair, and having a positive attitude and looking towards the stuff that you can do just makes them appreciate you more. It makes them appreciate their life more. That even though you're in this situation, you're happy. I've had more karma come back to me from being loving and helping and willing to do what I can than focusing on the bad and just always in a bad mood and being sad about what's happened. It's not the end. It's a new beginning.
Diana Hardy said, "It only takes one voice at the right pitch to start an avalanche." More information about the inclusion campaign is at valleylifeforall.org and on Facebook. Together, our pitch will redefine the perception of challenge.